We're starting. We're live. We left off last shiur discussing the difference between a kli rishon and a kli sheni. The Gemara said very clearly, if you remember, the Mishnah said that if you have a food that has been cooked on the fire, even after you remove it from the fire, you're not allowed to add spices. Right? The idea being that a kli rishon is mevashel, even when it's not al gabe ha'esh. However, if you take the food from the pot that it was in and you put it on a plate, then you have a right, then you can spice the food in the plate because that's a kli sheni, and a kli sheni is eino mevashel. We left off with the question that, well, that sounds great. If kli sheni is eino mevashel, making tea, etc., this should all be not a problem. If I would take water and pour it into a cup, as I oftentimes do when I make tea, I should be able to put a tea bag in it. I could do whatever I want. If a kli sheni is eino mevashel, so why this discussion that people have about kli shlishi, about tea essence? Why should any of this be true? So really, the discussion begins with two gemaras. We'll start with number one. Very good place to start. Amar of Yitzchak bar Avdimi pam achas nechnasi acha Rebbe lebeis hamerchosh. One time I happened to be walking to the bathhouse behind Rebbe. I said, can I take my jug of oil and put it into the water in the bathhouse? Obviously, the waters were warm. He wanted to warm it up. He says, if it's in a kli sheni, you're okay. Shema minotros. He said, I learned from this three things. Shema minot shemen yespo mishum bishul. What is that oil can be cooked? Shema mina kli sheni einu mevashel. And the second thing I learned was that a kli sheni is not mevashel. And the third thing I learned, shema mina, hifshiru zeh bishulam. Just warming up when it comes to oil, that is considered bishul. So again, we have a source here which says clearly, kli sheni einu mevashel, that when you have something in a secondary utensil, at that point, it has cooled off enough that whatever you're going to put into it will not get cooked. Tosfos on that Gemara comments, Shema mina kli sheni ein mevashel. Tema, maishno kol kli sheni mikli rishon. Tosfos says, I don't get it. Why should a kli sheni not be mevashel? So the logical answer would be,
because it's away from the fire source.
It's cooled off. Yeah. So he says, what's the difference? A kli rishon, if it's below Yad Soledes, is eino mevashel. It's above Yad Soledes, it is mevashel. Why don't you say the same thing by a kli sheni? If it cooled off below Yad Soledes, it's not mevashel. If it hasn't cooled off that much, it is mevashel. Why should it make a difference if it's a kli rishon or a kli sheni? Whatever the temperature it is. Leave it at that. So bottom line, he says, if it's that warm, so kli sheni should be mevashel. So what do I care? I should just care what the temperature is. So the bottom one is that the kli rishon was sitting on the fire. It had a long time to absorb the fire. And since it took a long time for it to absorb the fire, it's going to take a long time for it to release the heat that it has absorbed. Therefore, it says, as long as it's Yad Soledes, it can still be Mevashel. Ava kli sheni, afa gav di Yad Soledes bo, mutter shein dof nof chamin v'holech miskara. It says, even if the kli sheni is currently Yad Soledes, it's not going to hold the heat for as long. So therefore, even if I put something in there, it's not, even if it's Yad Soledes now, it's not going to have enough to heat up whatever I put in there, because besides you needing heat, you need a certain amount of time for the transfer of the heat, and therefore it's no good. So that's what Tosfos says. So Tosfos clearly says that a kli sheni, it doesn't matter how hot it is, it's still not mevashel.
Even
if it's Yad Soledes, bo.
It makes no sense.
Because
the walls of the fire have nothing to do with the food inside.
No, it's going to cool. I pour water into kli sheni. It's going to cool off much quicker than if I was to leave it in the Kli Rishon. Because the Kli Rishon has hot walls, and therefore there's not going to be that much heat transfer from the liquid, solid, whatever it is, into the walls, as opposed to if it has cold walls, over time, very quickly, the heat will migrate.
The moment. Where are you right now? Right now, it's the Atzil Hedis, not 10 minutes from now.
The Kli Rishon, you're going to cook what's in there. So the tea bag that you're putting into the Kli Sheni, no matter how hot it is, it's not going to remain hot enough to be able to cook it.
Kli Rishon gets a constant supply of heat from the fire.
Well, again, we're saying Kli Rishon, even if it's Shalol al Gabi Ha'esh. Even Shalol al Gabi Ha'esh, even if you took it off the fire. Right, because, you know, rather than removing heat from the food, the walls are adding heat to the food, because the walls are hot also. So that's Tosfos' idea. So you might want to be Machmir, and I know you've been well known for that, but for those of us Mekilim here, we can rely on Tosfos, who says that Kli Sheni Inu Mevashtel, he's actually expanding it, even when it's the Atzil Hedis bowl. And it is a simple understanding, because this question's a good question. Right? There should be no such concept as Kli Sheni if all we care about is the temperature.
Or for that matter, Shlishi.
Right.
If it's temperature, the number of the Kli doesn't matter.
Right, shouldn't make the slightest difference.
It's more than just the temperature.
Right. And Kli Sheni, it's not even the temperature.
Is this a review or is this new stuff?
This is new stuff, and you missed the first two. So don't ask any questions on it.
Wait a minute. I just want to know what Tosfos is saying about Kli Sheni.
I will read it again for you. If Patty comes in late, don't tell her. There it goes. Done.
Okay. You're so mean.
Yes, that's on record. So the Mishnah Brura comments on this with Kli Sheni. Kli Sheni Mikri Kishiru Mina Kli Rishon Veritichu Achamim Besocho Besoch Kli Zeh. So he defines Kli Sheni as something that gets poured out of a Kli Rishon into a new Kli. Okay. Umutafil Ima Yatzel Letusbo. The Mishnah Berurah Beferish Paskins like Tosfos. I don't care how hot it is. Once it's in a Kli Sheni, it's Einu Mevashel, period. Avalim Shoei Bekli Reikon. He says, however, there are those people who say that if you pour, that the definition of Kli Sheni may be that if you're pouring it into from a Kli Rishon into another pot, in the event that it really keeps its heat, it might be a problem. He just raises if he leaves it there for a long time, if it goes and becomes hot again. He said, well, so he talks about maybe if I put it into a heated pot, that might be a problem. But okay, leaving that aside, in the typical case,
well, Mishnah. Let's heat it on the fire.
If you scoop.
What?
What he's saying is if you
scoop with it. Yeah.
Right. Right, so we're going to get to
then
that.
It becomes like a Kli Rishon because it's only
right,
it heats up. Inside.
Right, so again, we're going to discuss the ladle issue separately. But we already mentioned this last time. So a lot of people say the first time you use the ladle, it's a Kli Sheni. The second time you used it, it's a Kli Rishon. Because it was heated
it's
up.
Hot.
Right. Right. Okay, well, so yeah, that's the question. When you put, so again, we'll discuss at some point. I take soup. I take it off the pot. I put it in a ladle. I put it into my pot. Is that a Kli Sheni or a Kli Shlishi?
Theoretically, it could be a Kli Shlishi. The first
bowl is going to be a Kli Shlishi. Right. Because now if I want to put soup mandel in it, or I want to crush my matzah into it.
No problem.
What?
Then no problem.
Right, so again, as in this, well, we still haven't gotten up to that because we don't know what's the problem with the Kli Sheni. If anything, the question has just become stronger. Right? Kli Sheni Einu Mevashel, and Tosfos offered, and the Mishnah Berurah paskened, that's even if
Yatzel
Hedis bowl. So the question is, why in the world would I, why I should be able to put everything into a Kli Sheni? Right? It's a Mishnah. How can I go wrong? The problem is as follows. There's a later Mishnah. If you just did this in Daf HaYomi, you'd be okay. But 3.5 months later, when you got the Kuf Mem Hei, you'd have a problem. Because the Gemara, the Mishnah tells us follows: Kol shabo b'chamim me'er Shabbos, she'on oso b'chamim b'Shabbos. Kol shalo b'chamim me'er Shabbos, me'dichon oso b'chamim b'Shabbos. So he says that anything that was heated before Shabbos, you can leave it there with the exception, and anything else that wasn't beforehand, You can wash it off. This isn't really related to us. Then he says, Chutz min ha-meriach ha-yashon v'kuyas ha-espanish ha-dachosam zui gemar malachtam. So he says that there are certain things out there where the laws of Bishul don't really apply. What? They talk about salted fish. They talk about Spanish mackerel, etc. What does Rashi explain? Rashi says, Kol sheba b'cham, kol mashin is bashal, anything that was cooked beforehand, shon aso b'cham, k'sheshu ne'muach. You can keep it in hot water in order that it softens. Kol sheba b'cham, kol basu yavesh, however, if you have something that was like dry meat, etc. She'ochon aso chai, a'idechak, I had some sort of beef jerky, it's just salted meat that was never cooked, but you can eat it straight. Me'idechon aso v'amin zezeu b'shulam. I can pour hot water on it, but I can't put it into hot water. Avro shomim. Chutz min ha-meriach ha-yashon, dog meriach shoshana overis, year-old salted fish. V'kuli se'espanish shem dog she'ochen osom machbats milcho ha-idei ha-dachak b'chamim. V'hanach afiru ha-dochen na-mirosh, zehu gemar morachtam v'havi bishol. So there are certain things out there we see from the Mishnah that are cooked with less than the average amount of heat. That's even the situation where something wouldn't be cooked. These things can be cooked. If I take salted meat and I pour hot water on it, it's not going to get cooked. But if I take these salted fishes, these thin fillets, that's going to be cooked. This is what's referred to by the Achronim as Kalei HaBishul. There are certain things that it's very easy to cook them. And it's not a long list. Right? Spanish mackerel, we'll have milk. Same with Spanish mackerel for dinner tonight? Not so much. No.
What's Kalei mean?
Right? Kale means it's kale, it's simple. It's very easy to cook it. So Tosfos, so again, it seems that there are certain things that would cook in a Kli Sheni, but they're very limited in scope. Right? Certain types of salted fish would seem to be the extent of it.
Should I ask you here about tea then? Or should we wait on that?
So again, so right now, tea does not seem to be on the list.
Right, it's not on the list, but it could...
So that's what we're going to discuss now is how broadly do we take this Kalei HaBishul idea, right? Nothing, we said nothing cooks in a Kli Sheni, but now all of a sudden we're saying that there are three exceptions, but they don't seem to be major exceptions. Tosis is going to expand this a little bit. Tosis, HaMalamites says, Kol Shabbat B'chamim Yifnei HaShabbos, Pirushin is Bashal Legamri, anything that was totally cooked beforehand, kin mefarish lekamon, as you're going to see in 100 and so blot from now, could go tana golas to Rebbe Abba, showing us a bechamin afilu bechli rishon. Right, once it's totally cooked, you can even put into a chli rishon; it's not going to get recooked. V'chol shaloba midichno som lepirish rashvid the mefarish irik chli sheni, also shaper hachidin showing us a bechli rishon, abba midichno to bechli sheni. So what can you do? We said you can't put it into boiling water, but you can pour boiling water on it. Pouring boiling water, what we call Iroi Kli Rishon. We discussed last time. Is that like a Kli Rishon or is it like a Kli Sheni? That was the entire shiur last time. Tosfos had three opinions.
Kli Sheni is what I thought we ended up with.
So Kli Sheni is one opinion, right? Which is probably not what we ended up with because we said we could kasher using
right.
it.
Right.
Right, Kli Rishon's another possibility, and Tosfos' third possibility was Mevashel Kedei Klipa. It cooks the outer side. So again, we said here that I can take this, there are certain things out there that I can't put them into boiling water, but I can pour boiling water on them. So, if you tell me it's like a Kli Rishon, I got a problem. Because that would be the same thing. If pouring boiling water and putting it into boiling water is the same thing, like the opinion of the Ri, how could I have anything that I can put in boiling water, I can pour boiling water, but not put in boiling water?
Right. Certain foods you put in water or pour water on top of them, they'll cook. Example, noodles are meant, once you put them in boiling water, to cook.
Right, so you can put them in there, or you can make like tradition soups
right.
and pour the water on it. Right, but here we're talking, So again, according to the opinion of Ri, it's the same thing. But what about, according to the Ri, this is a little difficult. Obviously, this is following the Rashba. I mean, the Rashba makes sense. You can't put it in a Kli Rishon, but you can put it in a Kli Sheni, right, these items. But But then it says afterwards what? It says you can do this, you can pour on it, but not for these three items. So Tosa says, what do we learn from this? The correct reading of the Mishnah would be that there are certain things out there you can even put in a Kli Rishon. There are other things you can only put in a Kli Sheni. And then there's this third category that you can't even put in the Kli Sheni. And what's that third category? Spanish mackerel, year-old sardines, right? These three things are the three things in the world, it seems, that are cooked that cook in a Kli Sheni.
So I want to go back to the baby bottle.
Yes.
You can put that in a Kli Sheni.
You can put it, we said the baby bottle, you can put in a Kli Sheni for sure. You can even pour from a Kli Rishon on it.
But you can't put it in a Kli Rishon.
Correct.
Even though it's not Agabe Ha'ish.
Correct. Because we said that doesn't make a difference.
Right.
So Tosus is explaining that the Mishnah clearly has taught us something new here, that there are certain things that can be cooked in a Kli Sheni. He says, here it makes sense. Asi shafir hachad ein sharin osa b'kli rishon, avo madichan osa b'kli rishon derech iroi. Avo appears Rabbeinu Tam, the first, the iroi havik a Kli Rishon. But what about, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Ri, who said that pouring on it and putting it in the boiling water is the same thing? Al karchach madichan osa b'kli sheni kamar. He's saying that when he says madichan, that means you have to pour it from a Kli Sheni. So then you can put it in. So he explains why that's different. But what we care about this is the last line. So he says, so therefore, so these things cook in a Kli Sheni. So we started off by saying that nothing cooks in a Kli Sheni. Then we said it doesn't cook in a Kli Sheni even if it's Yatza lettuce bow. But now we say with the exception of these things. Now again, that still is basically everything. We rarely eat Spanish mackerel or the like. As such, it would seem, again, that we can put whatever we want in our Kli Sheni. The Rambam begins to expand here. The Rambam says, HaNosim Beitza Besad HaMechem B'Shiltin Tis Gagal V'Nis Gagal Chayef. Shemavashal told us or kemavashal ba'or atzma v'chim ediyach v'cham in meriach hayoshin al kuis ha'ispanin who dug dak v'rach v'yoseh harei zechayiv. Shadachosim v'cham in zehu gemar b'shurim v'chim kol kiyotze b'hem. So he adds a few special words. He says, any type of thin fish or anything like it, you can't put in a Kli Sheni. So he doesn't understand that this is an exclusive list, that this is the entirety. But the Rambam opens the door to say that there are probably that there are other things as well that could cook in a Kli Sheni. What are they? He indicates perhaps an egg. But that's it. The Mordechai, in a Machlokas we discussed earlier regarding Yesh Bishal Acher Afia, raises this issue, and he adds something else that goes on the list. What is that? Bread. He says, bread is from the Kalei HaBishol. So he says, therefore, he says, Hilkach, Yizareh Adam Shalalitain Pas Ofui Af Bekli Sheni B'Makom Sheyatza Letesvo. Since bread easily gets toasted, he recommends that you do not even put bread in a Kli Sheni. So, okay, we have here a list. The list are three items in a Mishnah. The Rambam says there are other things, perhaps an egg. And the Mordechai offers that he thinks bread as well.
Mordechai seems to be qualifying it and saying only a Kli Sheni Yatza Letesvo.
Right. Again, if it's not Yatza Letesvo, you can even put in a Kli Rishon. Right? So that's not such a qualification.
And now we're up to five things.
Arguably up to five things as the high side. So still, we would still to be pretty safe in this. The problem is the Achronim go to town here. The Achronim say as follows. Starting with the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Mishom et Dover Shenefo and Nitzel, O Bishra, Achar Kach B'mashke, Yesh B'o Mishom Bushel, V'also Litein Pasa, Afilu B'chi Sheni Sheyad Soledes Bo V'yesh Matirin. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes what we said earlier, that in fact, there is an opinion that you can't put bread in a Kli Sheni. But he doesn't expand beyond that. Now that, he says, that's only an opinion.
So no onion soup on Shabbos.
What?
No French onion soup.
According to that, correct. Oh, again.
Well, that has cheese in it.
Unless the ladle was the...
Right, again, we haven't discussed Kli Shlish yet.
After
after the second Volvo would be a problem.
Again, we haven't said that either. We've raised the possibilities. We've never said anything about Kli Shlishi yet. We haven't said anything. We're not there yet. But again, potentially, yes. Now, again, forget French onion soup. People like to put their matzah or their challah in their soup, or croutons, arguably. Mm-hmm. Right?
How do you make French onion soup?
Well, not with chicken soup, you don't.
Right, not with chicken soup.
Right? I think many people eat chicken soup Friday night. Not as many eat fresh onion, French onion
right,
soup.
Because you can't have the cheese usually.
That's okay. So in terms of practical, right, that's an issue we're going to have to think about. Because the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Mordechai, not necessarily passing that way. He gives both opinions, but he says that that's something worth noting.
Excuse me. How old is the Mordechai?
How old is he now?
No. How old is the Mordechai? I'm trying to figure out when he lived.
He was a Rishon.
Ah, he is a Rishon. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. Again, the general rule is anyone quoted by the Shulchan Aruch has to at least be a Rishon.
Well, that's what I wanted.
So the Ramah says, "Hagav b'kli sheni v'yesh mekilin afil b'kli Rishon." Interesting that some people will allow you to even put your bed in a kli Rishon. Why?
Because nothing cooks.
Ain bishul achar afia.
Oh, sorry.
Right. That would be that. But nagu izal lechachil sholitein pas afil b'kli sheni kol zman sheyad soledus ba. So Ramah says there are opinions both ways. Some people said you can't do it in a, you can even do it in a Kli Rishon. Some people say Kli Rishon, no, Kli Sheni, yes. Some people say even Kli Sheni, no. And therefore he says, the minhag is to be machmer. Right? That's what we do. So again, okay, that's bread. We still haven't gotten anywhere near a tea bag yet.
Well, what's the issue with bread, though? Why is it special?
So again, it seems that it toasts very easily.
You can cook it a second.
Right, that's the idea behind it. The Magen Avraham is the one who really opens the Pandora's box. Magen Avraham says, "Afilu b'kli sheni yesh dvarim shebashem bo ve'einanu b'kiyum." We don't know what it is. V'imkein b'shar dvarim nami yesh lahachmir. Since we don't know what's kali abishal or not, we assume everything is kali abishal. That's a pretty.
I don't really understand what he's saying.
Well, again, the Rambam said that these are three examples. There are other things on the list as well.
Right.
He says, I don't know what's on the list, so I have to assume that anything will cook in a Kli Sheni. Which is far from the nothing will cook in the Kli Sheni that the Gemara said. Right? We've gone from nothing to Spanish mackerel and its friends to add perhaps an egg and some bread to all of a sudden everything under the sun. That is the Magen Avraham. The Chaye Adam.
Isn't the Magen Avraham a little bit intense? Because then, in Yachol Lamo, no one would be able to fall. It just seems like it would not be a normal thing for anyone to be able to hold on.
We follow it currently, and
what?
Baruch Hashem, we're still standing.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it's a big chumrah. Again, you have to remember.
I'm saying if we would have held by this, it would be.
Who said if? Why are we assuming that we don't? The if indicates that you think we don't follow this.
We do.
So if we don't hold to this, why can't we make tea in a Kli Sheni? The Chaye Adam follows the Magen Avraham. Kli Sheni. Einu mevashel afilu meyad soledus bo. Starts off by quoting Tosfos, right? A broad statement that how there's no problem whatsoever. But of them, however, Kevin the Yesh Dvarim of Vashem Afilu B'Kli Sheni Ve'Eino Anu B'Kiyim Yesh Ra'ach Mishcho Ritin Shum Dover Teshach Bo Bishol Afilu B'Kli Sheni Kol Shaz Man She Yatzel Let Us Bo. He said, since there are such things out there, one should never ever put anything in a Kli Sheni that is above Yatzel Let Us Bo. V'chein Leish Rizor B'Melach V'Tzorim B'Shavos Ro Ritin B'Ka'ara Afilu Aras Lehem B'Kli Rishon. Therefore, a person has to be careful not to salt their cholent. Or anything else. Or even the soup, right? I have my soup. I shake salt into it, he says. I just cooked the salt. So that's a pretty big chumrah.
How do you cook salt?
Oh, that's a good question. But that's, he says, right? He says
to the temperature of the salt, but you can't cook it.
you would imagine. So again, but
there are other spices besides salt.
But he said melach.
No, I get that.
Again, you can cook other spices. I'm not sure about cooking salt. I absolutely agree with that.
Oh, so you're saying it's only salt?
No, I didn't say that. He just gave it, but he definitely did say salt.
I understand. And my comment was, well, there are other spices that we put in.
Correct. But again, but the question that Dr. Teitelbaum asked about how could you cook salt is a very relevant question because he clearly said you can cook salt. Right?
Are we thinking of the salt of Nardu versus maybe there's a different salt out there?
Yeah. NaCl has changed greatly over the years. My Ishto Kugufo makes me a chemist. I know these things. So it's okay. It's if A equals B. That's right. Right. There you have it. It goes both ways.
She'll be giving the shear tomorrow.
Put me out of a job. This, of course, leads to where we are right now, and that is the issue of tea. So looking at the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Ches, he says, Dovash nisbasal kvar v'hu yavesh, anything that's previously been cooked and it's dry, mutar lishrosa b'chamim b'Shabbos, I can reheat it on Shabbos. That's how we hold. V'im u'dova yavesh, shalom nisbasal b'lifnei Shabbos. However, if it's dry and wasn't cooked, ain't shalom so b'chamim b'Shabbos, ava medichon so b'chamim b'Shabbos, chutz min ha-mariach ha-yashon u-min ha-dog she-kolim kluyis ha-aspanim she-im tzvichim bishol elo ma'at va-dochoson hu gemar marachten. So raw food I can put into a kli sheni, with the exception of these things. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes.
So what are those things?
What? Again, what we said earlier. The Spanish mackerel.
Okay. The same thing.
However, anything out there that you can't eat it without warming it up by pouring hot water on it, right? Tradition soups. Also, a shrosh b'shabbos have a gemar malacha. You're not to do that either. I haven't said a word about kli
shlishi. I know I didn't even know, but I'm just asking in terms of that.
We will discuss next time. There is a wonderful song by Moshe Yes. Do you remember Moshe Yes?
No.
Not Moshe, no, Moshe Yes. Moshe Yes, who unfortunately has passed on.
Yeah.
But he has a song, There Ain't No Bishul in a Kli Shishi, is the name of the song.
That's a good song.
Right, so at the next Mayor Mekomos, we will include the lyrics, and we'll decide whether we paskin like him or not. But we're holding off on that for now. So again, so this is the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah comes along now, and this is an above average size Mishnah Berurah, but we're going to go through it nonetheless because it's important, where he discusses a topic that's near and dear to us. So Mishnah Berurah says, the Asalish Roso is something that cannot be eaten raw. Afil b'klisheni v'huadim min dava sheyiyya nasa roi l'achila edea docha schamin ba'alma gam ha'docha osur k'chainav inyan dog maliach. So again, something like salted fish, which again, it's very thin, even a light amount of heat is going to cook it, that in fact would be problematic on Shabbos. Va'atar nevar din bishul alei hatei. I will now talk about cooking tea leaves. Hashah b'kamen yon musif zeh, which is very related to what we're talking about. Hine te b'shabbos pashit b'poskim de yeshbo mishum bishul. Tea leaves can be cooked. And if I would cook kiris and Shabbos, I would be stoned. If I did it accidentally, chayev chatas. This is an iser d'oraisa. Unfortunately, people are lenient in this for no reason in particular. Ve'al kein, muchach ani revar ofnei ha-heter va'isra b'zev va'ezes Hashem. Yisbarach. Therefore, I am going to take the opportunity to explain to you what's going on. Hine, la'aros mikli rishon ha'alei ha-tei, yesh b'de b'vadei chshash ha-melacha. Iroi kli rishon, if I'm going to pour directly onto a tea bag, That is a potential isur d'oraita. Kaimon d'irei mevasho k'dei klipa. Because at a bare minimum, I say that it cooks the outer layer. The outer layer here, that's what I care about. It's not like the baby bottle. Ukil l'kamon v'kol shikain im yamiden acharkach al tanur o v'tocha kochlin ashiya yad salesba v'adarari yovel chui amal yidei isur skila. If you're going to heat up the cup afterwards on the water, no question about that, you got a problem. So let's say, okay, I'm not going to pour my water onto the tea bag, but rather I'm going to first pour the water, then put the tea bag in. So it's not iroi kli rishon, but rather it's a case of kli sheni. Since the tea leaves have not been cooked beforehand, so is that true? Anyone go on the celestial seasonings tour?
Yeah.
So do they? What do they do?
Some of the teas go through a cooking process.
You chop it up.
They're dried and heated.
They're dried, correct. They're dried, but they're not cooked. They're dried out. They use these drums that dry it, and then they chop it up.
But that's not cooking.
But they never cook it. It never gets, right? Because it would burn. There's a limit to how hot you can get it.
Got it.
Is the tea bag the same as tea leaves?
It's tea leaves in a bag.
No, the bag itself is clean.
Nah, the water gets through.
It's not even a klipa.
If the water didn't get through, it wouldn't work. Right? But the bag just holds the tea leaves there. At one point, they owned a stock in a company named Dexter. Dexter was the oldest company on the New York Stock Exchange. It was around for 230-some-odd years.
Which company?
Dexter. They made tea bags. Non-woven materials. Then they got taken over, so... they're not there anymore. But the whole idea of a tea bag is to let the water through. You want the water to go through, but you don't want the tea leaves to come out.
People don't want that in their teeth.
Right.
What about nana? Because the nana is not there to... it's more to give a flavor. It's not there to... I don't think it can be cooked. It doesn't...
My nana tea is based on tea. It's just the flavor. It's like raspberry zinger. It's not just zinging raspberries in there.
I'm saying the leaves themselves.
So you want, if I put mint leaves into my boiling water, is that your question?
Yeah.
They're cooking.
Yeah. Why is that different than a tea leaf? The yesh devarim rakim kali habishul shemisvashon fil ba'docha mikri sheni. He said there's certain things out there with a minimal amount of heat will cook. And he said we have no reason to believe that tea leaves aren't one of them. After yesh So therefore, these leaves might also potentially be also Therefore, he said, what's appropriate is to pour the boiling water on before Shabbos. Yosef tells you, Mavushal Mamish, Ayde Hamadu B'makom Hashem Mizvashel. Once you do that, Ein Bishal Acher Bishal, you can use it on Shabbos. V'achakach Yorik Ha'essence. You didn't know that was a non-English word. L'kli Acher, Kadesh Yishu Ale Hatei Yaveshim. So what he does is very strange. He says, pour the water, make the essence, throw out the essence, and then reuse the tea bags. What?
That's a crazy way to do it.
Because if you're ready, pour the boiling water, the tea bag is cooked, the tea leaves are cooked.
Except you lost the flavor.
You're going to need a few more bags to get this to work.
Exactly. It's just backwards.
Right? So every time
that... problem with using the essence.
Right, so we'll discuss that. But his initial comment is get rid of the essence, use the tea bag. It's a little back. It's funny. We used to have a babysitter who, prior to babysitting for us, was a babysitter of one of the well-known YU Russia yeshiva. So she would help us prepare dinner sometimes. So when the first time we gave her broccoli to prepare, she chopped off the tops, threw them in the garbage, and gave us the stems. So we said, excuse me, Amelia Bedelia, what's going on here? So she said that no, that the Rosh Yeshiva, that she, the rabbi that she was at previously, that's what he did. Because of concerns of bugs, he would eat these stems, he wouldn't. Right, so we told her we have a different minhag, don't mind. Next time. Those can stay where they are now. But if you could be so kind. So this is also the idea. You see, getting rid of the essence and you're keeping that. So then he says in parentheses, V'achacha mutalo ha'chaser gam meha essence eru hatzonin emu tocha kri ze gufa v'komoshe kasam na'el the dover rachshin itzdanin mutalo lidnei erupe kri sheni roseach. In parentheses he says you can also use the essence if you want to. And the essence, you know, once it's been cooked and ready, even though it's a dover rach, and yesh bishal ach bishal b'dover rach, since you're pouring it into the liquid, you're okay. Dem yishar bo mashke ha'essence harikam on the barach yesh bishal ach bishal and nitzdanein im roshim may ha'essence hatzonim him merubim shelo yischamumum. He said the concern is if I'm only putting a little essence in into a cup of boiling water, it might boil the essence. It would reheat it. If I'm putting a lot of essence in, then I'm okay. So that's why he's concerned about the essence, because I might end up heating it up by pouring it back in. What? Right, so yesh bishal achar bishal b'davar ach, as we said. So, v'chein adin l'im kavi, which I assume is coffee, yizor shero yav areyem mayim chamim mikri rishon im rosh yir areyem me'asmo. Same thing with coffee, you have an issue. Now again, that probably does not apply to instant coffee nowadays because it's been dry roasted.
So it's been cooked.
After. Right, so that would be again a case of bishul, achar bishul.
Right.
That wouldn't be a problem.
Didn't Rav Moshe have a tshuva
on this that wasn't mentioned? We'll get to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe will be next. Again, so what the Mishnah Brura is saying is he's saying that in order to do it, his number one choice is make essence, throw out the essence, and use the old tea bags. Right? And he said that he has concerns, but you may be allowed to use the essence as well. If you're putting a lot of essence into a little bit of water, if you like your tea black, then there won't be a problem. Da'af, da'afshi yitarno laros chamin al ali ha'tei v'akavi im nosan alei me'asmo mayim ikri rishon af al pichin yosho rami es ha'tei v'akavi b'tanur o'kachlin. So make sure that you don't heat it up afterwards. Ach sheshav alei mayim da'ha ein iri mevashal raka de kripa.
Which thing are we talking about?
He says, even if I'm going to go and I'm going to make the essence, throw away the liquid, keep the tea bags and put them in, he said, make sure that's not going into something that's cooking on the fire. Because when you pour the water on, it only got cooked the outer layer. Now if I put it in, it's going to get cooked more.
Right.
So he goes on and he says, so again, the Mishnah Berurah has a long piece here, and he's very not happy with the options. He doesn't accept the Kli Sheni because he thinks it's from the Kali HaBishul. Right? The essence he's concerned is going to get reheated. So the only case he's really happy is you make the essence, you pitch the essence, then you reuse the tea bags.
Sometimes you have the essence hot. You keep it hot.
So if you keep the essence hot, you're okay. How many people do that? I only heard.
I used to. Initially I did, but it always tipped over. I was spilling it every week by trying to keep it hot. It was ridiculous.
Right, so basically, here's where we stand right now. So where we stand right now is we have an initial comment of the Gemara. We seem to say, Kli Sheni Ein Mevashel. And we even made it further that even if it's got Saletus, it's Ein Mevashel. And somehow we turned around to say that basically, according to the Magen Avraham, according to the Chayyadim, according to the Mishnah Berurah, Kli Sheni is mevashel everything. It's the exact opposite of what the Gemara said. And therefore, in making tea, you've got a real problem. Because we have suddenly gotten this very broad understanding of Kali HaBishul. We will pick up on Thursday with other opinions, and we'll see, does everybody agree with this? We'll talk about, is Kali Havishal Mevashal the Kli Shlishi? Is this a Kli Shlishi thing, or does it even go beyond? What if your Kli Shlishi is Yatza Lettuce Bo? When I pour my tea...
It definitely is.
Right. So, definitely. So would it seem from there... So again, if we're saying that Kli Shlishi is Mevashal, if it's Yatza Lettuce Bo, why should Kli Shlishi be any different? We'll have to discuss that.
Because it is.
What?
Because it is.
According to some opinions, except for the ones that hold that it isn't. Right? So we'll have to pick up with that next time. And also discuss, does everyone agree with this Mishnah Berurah Chayei Adam Magen Avram that somehow went from Spanish mackerel to everything under the sun?
Awesome.
So we'll pick up with this next time. Thank you.
I don't know if this is the right place to ask the question, but are you familiar now with the cold brew tea?